time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. And with the hot temperatures and with the water situation, thought it might be a good idea to have him come in and give you an update and kind of let you know, let's talk about priorities when we're watering lawns and when we're watering fruit trees and shrubs and all that good stuff. Kind of let you know where you need to be at and what you should be doing there. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk right about it right now. It's water. That's the most important thing that seems to be on everybody's mind. And every time we talk about grass and lawns and things like that, it always seems to come up in the conversation that people really do water more than they need to. And is that what you guys are finding? Is that kind of the true story there?
Yeah. Most people do overwater their lawns, even if they're trying to keep it nice and green. Always putting more water to it isn't always the best way to go about it.
And when you're watering your lawn, I guess I've always kind of been told to look at it from the direction that you don't necessarily want it to grow tall. You want it to grow down into the ground. Is that about right?
Yeah. So we're better off watering deep, 8 inches or so into the soil, rather than just keeping the top moist. That actually makes your grass more drought. It's going to see the effects of drought more if you're watering very shallow, very frequently, because the roots are all in that top layer of soil, and the plants can't keep up with that right now.
And you were also talking about another kind of drawback to watering shallow like that, and it's what happens to the soil.
Yeah, so because of our soils are high salinity, a lot of salt in there, by shallow watering, you evaporate the water, but you leave the salt behind. So you can actually increase soil salinity by improper watering.
So what would be, say, the proper length of time? How many times should we be watering a week if we want to keep our lawns looking not, fabulous, but still staying a little bit green?
Yeah, so really your goal is to be putting down a half inch of water every time you irrigate. Now that varies very widely between how your irrigation is set up, what kind of sprinkler heads you have. For me to be able to tell someone, well, water for 20 minutes, that's kind of like going to a restaurant and ordering a half hour's worth of fries. It just kind of is the wrong unit of measurement. So really the best thing you can do to kind of figure out your irrigation scheduling is get some small cans, like tuna fish cans, cat food cans, something like that, and put a couple out on the lawn. Run your irrigation system like normal and see how deep that can is getting filled with water. You're looking for a half inch every single time you water. And so for most of us, if we're put on a half inch of water three times a week right now, that's about where we'd be at peak. But of course you can cut back,
and once again, like you said, it has really nothing to do with the amount of time you're watering. It's all about that depth. So that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
All right, and let's talk about other plants that are in the area. Let's talk about other plants and trees and shrubs and those kinds of things, because really, if you're going to have a hierarchy of things that need to be watered, grass is probably on the very low end of the ladder, isn't it?
Yeah, especially if you're cutting water back to the grass, you don't want to be neglecting your high priority plants. So things like your trees, maybe secondary priority is your shrubs. Third priority is maybe some of your ornamental annuals, things like that.
And let's talk about gardens for a minute, because, everybody around here, a lot of people love their gardens. And gardens are where it's got to be the most. I would assume that that's going to take up the majority of your watering.
Yeah, if I had to choose between watering grass or watering my tomatoes, I'm not giving up my tomatoes.
So it's really that simple to just kind of decide what you need to do and where you need to be at when these things happen. So if anybody has more questions or anything about this, how can they get a hold of you if they want to, even if they can come into the office there, can't they?
Yeah, they can come into the office. We have an extension office in Castledale as well as Price. They can call us up. It's pretty easy to find all of our information out on the internet. And if someone is really interested in zeroing in their landscape irrigation, we do have catch cups, so they can do their own water audit. We lend those out, and they can use those to, we'll teach you how to do that, and you can measure your own water.
And once again, like you said, that's the more important thing. It's not how long you're watering your lawn. It's how deep that water is getting. So take that and run with it, really, I guess, is what we need to be saying right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're ever in doubt and you're not really sure, take a screwdriver, put it in the soil. If it's going all the way down 8 inches, then you don't need to water yet. If you're seeing resistance and that soil's getting dry, then that's when you need to start thinking about scheduling your next irrigation. And if we end up with a rain event, don't leave your automatic sprinkler just going. Turn that thing down for a bit and reschedule. Don't just set it and forget it.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Let's get this information out there because it's stuff that people all need right now. It's very important.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.